I know your name, Miss Crisp. I asked for your age. This brought her eyes up to his face, puzzled. Why would you want to know my age, sir? He was taken aback she would question him. Why would you not want to tell me?
I've no particular reason for withholding it from you. It's just, it's a rather mundane question coming from you.
Mundane? Coming from me?
What question were you expecting me to ask?
She smiled at his frown and relaxed a little. Gone was the fixed stare, replaced by a look of puzzlement which made him appear far more approachable.
I'd no particular question in mind, she responded,
and unable to stop herself because she had flustered him, added teasingly,
Perhaps you'll think of one before you leave.
Think of one. Her directness disconcerted him. He had wanted this interview to be short. He had gone to considerable trouble to find her with the limited information Jack had given him, and now he wished to thank her for her help in his hour of need and be on his way. But the short speech of thanks that was on the tip of his tongue vanished like a popped soap bubble the moment he entered the room and saw her standing by the desk. Instead, he had asked for her age. Why, in God's name? And she had the impertinence not to tell him. He needed to regain the initiative at once before she startled him again. He should not have been surprised when she again overthrew his intent, but he was.
Miss Crisp, I had hoped to conduct this conversation in my carriage so as not to attract any undue attention to either of us. But that must be an impossible task for you, surely.
Impossible? Why? Lisa blinked at him, and such was her surprise that she took a step closer, wondering if he was being ironic. She had to ask the question.
Are you funning with me, sir?
Now he was not only disconcerted, but uncomfortable. He set his jaw and the stare returned.
I assure you, Miss Crisp, that I do not fun with anyone. Do you not? Not at all.
Irritated, he wondered if she were simple. But one look in her blue eyes, and he knew she was sincere in her incredulity. He did not know whether to be annoyed or flattered.
Tell me, Miss Crisp, he purred, why would I find it an impossible task not to attract attention?
Lisa gulped.
You want me to tell you?
I do.
Very well, if I must. But I do not doubt for a moment you know the answer.
I do not. And I hope your answer, unlike my question, will not be mundane. Lisa's blue eyes sparked, and she smiled. Well, he demanded when she did not give him an immediate response.
Oh, so you truly do want me to tell you?
When his gaze shot to the bare ceiling and then back at her, and he remained silent and expectant, she lost her smile and felt the heat rise in her throat. There was nothing for it. She would have to tell him.
Because you are exceedingly handsome, so it stands to reason you attract an audience wherever you go.
The silence stretched between them, and then he nodded gravely. The only sign that he was in any way embarrassed by her honest appraisal was the sudden color in his lean cheeks.
So I am told, but I come from a family of exceptional beauty. I am its thorn.
Lisa gasped and then giggled, thinking his response absurd. Not that she disbelieved him, she just did not believe he could be a thorn in any family. She quickly put a hand to her mouth for her impolite response, but could not stop her shoulders from shaking.
I beg your pardon, Miss Crisp, he drawled, affronted. I was being perfectly candid.
Lisa nodded, quickly wiped her moist eyes dry and pressed her lips together before taking a breath and saying with a tremble,
I meant no disrespect, sir. It's just that you are no thorn, however beautiful the rest of your family members.
He threw up a gloved hand in dismissal of her frank appraisal.
You might think so. No doubt in these heady environs, anyone with two working eyes and a straight back is considered a rose worthy of oils.
Lisa lost her smile, and her blue eyes clouded, all humor extinguished at his jibe. Perhaps he had meant it as a throwaway comment to hide his embarrassment at being complimented for his good looks. Regardless, that gave him no excuse to be so disparaging of others, and his barb stung.
Perhaps I was wrong, she said quietly but firmly. Perhaps you are a thorn. True beauty does not wear a mask. It shines bright from the heart, and regardless of where the heart resides on the compass point.
She bobbed a curtsy.
I am glad to see you looking so well after your recent seizure, sir. Now, you must excuse me. I am wanted elsewhere.